Kia ora and welcome to Beyond Consultation, a podcast that will help you in your public or community sector work to increase your impact by doing more than just ticking the box of consultation. I'm Paul McGregor from Business Lab, and we're interested in the mindsets and methods of people who are making a bigger impact by working collaboratively with communities, industries, and other organizations. Ngā mihi mō te whakaroa.
One of my favourite whakatauki that I've learned this year is e noho e kia raunga wari, which translates as sit down and bide your time. And I'm sure there are other meanings and stories behind it, but I find this whakatauki just reminds me to be patient and to seek out others with more perspective or different perspectives than me. And that's what I love about this podcast, actually, is finding people who have had a very different experience who can make me think about something or see something in a different angle. And one person's perspective who I thought about a lot in the local government elections was Mike Reed, because in our conversation, which was way back in episode 7, I just came with this open-ended question for Mike, who's had a 40-year career in local government. Mike, what has changed over your career? What have you noticed? Two that we're going to pick out for today's throwback episode. One relates to diversity around the council table. It's a good news story, might surprise you. And the second is about the gradual shift in how local government works with communities as consultation has become normal, and then councils are looking at what level of public participation they might be able to enable or embrace beyond that. So there we go. That's what we're going to jump into today. So let's throw it back to Mike Reed.
The sector has actually changed a lot in different ways. One of the pieces of work I've just finished to publish, I'm really quite pleased about it, which is a report of a survey we did earlier this year looking at who are our elected members. One of the real criticisms of local government is the fact that its leaders tend to be, well, obviously older, tend to be, actually, let's be frank, they tend to be old white guys, yeah. All right? That's who we have generally been for a lot of our life, even though some of our top leaders like have been women, like Vicky Bucks and others. General kind of picture and the makeup has. And so for the last few elections, I've been surveying elected members to get a sense of, are we changing? It's extraordinarily important that our democratic institutions actually not just represent our interests, but also be representative of us. Mm-hmm. So people are more likely to vote if they see themselves reflected amongst the governors and that sort of thing. So what was really heartening when I wrote up and published this year's survey was to find how much more diverse we are in some respects. So, for example, our proportion of Māori elected members at the moment sitting at 13.5%. That's up from 10% in 2016 and 7%, in the previous election. So we've seen a significant growth in Māori elected members, and you really see that when you go to council conferences and meetings. We're seeing a steady but also very strong growth in the number of women in local government. We're now sitting over 40% portion of councils, and rather thrilled, we actually now no longer have any councils, as far as I can see, that have no women on them, right. Which has been a tradition at Western Region for quite some time. But they have a number of very committed young women on the Western Region. And Western Region is changing, then there's hope for the rest of the city. Also gradually getting younger. So the number of councillors who are, and being young in our terms is relative, but we put the cutoff, say, under 40, has now reached, I think, 15%, and that's more than doubled since the last elections. Wow. And fascinatingly, and not surprisingly, younger councils tend to be more likely to be Māori and more likely to be women. So we're getting a new cohort altogether coming in. And I think this could have really important effects on the kind of performance of councils in the future and maybe how they're perceived.
So that's Mike's perspective on the growing diversity around the council table. And one of the other big changes that he has observed is local government changing how it works with the communities that it serves, where consultation used to be an exception to the rule to now being completely normal. And now councils looking at how they can go beyond consultation, as is the name of this podcast, right? I found it comforting to hear Mike share how much that has changed over his 30 or 40 years in local government. because it gives me hope about how much it could continue to grow and strengthen in the next 30 or 40 years.
Well, I think we have to say that local government, like communities in general, is, you know, life changes, is a learning feast. And there are always tensions between members who are really in that our goal is to do stuff as efficiently as possible, which means as quickly as possible. And then the other side, those people, they do this thoroughly and take people with us. So that's kind of tension that exists in all organizations. And local governments is no different to that. At the same time that within institutions, people change. You know, so you will have people in an institution who really understand engagement and what's needed for good engagement. They might leave or retire. New staff come on. And they may not have had the same training. They may not understand the legislation. So there's always sort of, if you like, a process of having to refresh. And some councils will take that notion of engagement and see that is the most important thing they do, really invest heavily in it. Others may see it in much more narrower terms, much more kind of utilitarian terms as, oh, it's just a mechanism of doing what we're going to do anyway. So my first point is answer your question. It's a really good question, by the way, is that is we can never generalize. You know, so local government is 78 governments, basically. And at any one point in time, any statement is going to be true about one of them. So we do invest a lot of time working with elected members. And I know our colleagues at the Society of Local Government Managers spend a lot of time working with officials about broadening their ideas about engagement and what that means and selling why engagement and building relationships over a long period of time with your communities has huge advantages, not just in getting a project done, but by getting buy-in and support from communities who help you actually put that project into place if they actually are part of defining the issue and dividing the solutions. So we're selling this, and my general view is that within every council, you know, there are people who understand this and put it in place or attempt to use it on a regular basis. A lot of our statutory processes really are focused on the consultation phase. You know, like long-term plan is more a consultative exercise rather than an engagement exercise. But we do, and our work with councillors and officials say, what matters is not the consultation afterwards so much as the engagement beforehand. And so the legislation's got quite a few flags in it. But to be really fair, I guess there were 9 years under the previous government where a lot of those provisions were reduced or removed entirely from the legislation. So the 2002 Act, as we developed in 2002, has been amended significantly in the last 12 years. And some of the emphasis on engagement has diminished, but it's still there. It's less prescriptive, but the discretion is there and the big signals are there. You know, so the principles are still in the legislation. And probably most importantly is in the purpose statement of the Local Government Act, which is not just promoting the well-being, but is enabling local democratic decision-making by and with communities. And you know, that language is really important.
So there you have it, a little taster, a little teaser of the wisdom of Mike Reed and his 40 years at local government, where he's seen flashy things come and go, and he's also seen trends stick around. I found our conversation really foundational in giving me an understanding of where local government has come from, and that has given me a better appreciation of where things could go next. So if that has sparked your interest, go check out episode 7 for all the gold with Mike Reed, and I'd love to hear from you how you are finding these taster episodes. If they are hitting the spot, send me a message on LinkedIn or by email. And I always would encourage you to get in touch with those guests who really inspire you. It can be quite a nerve-wracking experience coming on a podcast. Obviously, I'm a very intimidating host as well, so that probably doesn't help. And when I've been a guest, it was really nice afterwards. I had a couple of people get in touch saying, thank you for sharing your story. And I've gone and checked out this resource. And it made me know that I'd done something valuable. So I really do encourage you, go to businesslab.co.nz/podcast and you'll be able to find their details there. All right, that is for now. Until next time, stay well. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Beyond Consultation podcast. What did you learn from the show? What should we have talked about? Who else should I interview? I would love to hear your feedback. And if you want to learn more about what you heard today, everything from the show is at www.businesslab.co.nz/podcast.
If this episode has left you with a burning question, please feel free to submit a voice message through the link on our podcast page. We can then ask that question of a guest in a future episode. Or tag me in a post on LinkedIn or Facebook and I can point you in the right direction. If you want to know when we release new episodes, make it easier for yourself and subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. Again, thank you for listening. Ngā mihi mō te whakarongo.